Glossary and resources. Glossary of investment terms. 5 C's of credit. Lenders measure cash flow, collateral, commitment, the character of potential borrowers, and the conditions of the loan to make loan approval determinations. Annual debt service, ADS. The total of principal and interest that will be paid annually to service the debt. Capital gain, income earned from the sale of an asset, formerly a tax-favored sale. Capital investment, the initial capital and the long-term expenditures made to establish and maintain a business or investment property. Capitalization, a mathematical process for estimating the value of an income-producing property by dividing the annual net operating income by the capitalization rate. Capitalization rate, cap rate, the rate of return a property will produce on the owner's investment. Cash flow, the net spendable income from an investment that is determined by deducting all operating and fixed expenses from the gross income. If expenses exceed income, negative cash flow will result. Collateral, something of value deposited with a lender as a pledge to secure repayment of a loan. Debt service, the amount of cash needed to repay the loan. Effective gross income, EGI, actual gross income received by the landlord, also referred to as gross operating income. Gross potential income plus other income minus vacancy and credit losses equals effective gross income, GPI plus OI minus VCL equals EGI. Fixed expenses, EFE, overhead costs that typically do not change from month to month or year to year, regardless of production volume, occupancy, or vacancy rates. Examples include real estate property taxes and employees' salaries. Gross scheduled income, GSI, the potential maximum income of a property, amount of rent, collected in a year, assuming that the property was fully rented with no vacancies and no credit losses. Also, sometimes referred to as gross potential income, GPI. Leverage, the use of borrowed money to finance the bulk of an investment and to magnify the rate of return. Liquidity, the ability of A to sell an asset and convert it into cash at a price close to its true value in a short period. Net operating income, NOI. The income, cash, the owner receives from operating the property. The net income is the income that can be used to make loan payments, assuming that the property is financed. Operating expenses, OE. Expenses incurred to maintain an income-producing property include management fees, utilities, insurance, property taxes, maintenance expenses, and vacancy and credit losses. Fixed expenses plus variable expenses equal total operating expenses, TO. FE plus VE equals TO. Other income, income that is derived from sources other than rents. This could be income from parking/garage fees, coin-op laundry machines, vending machines, etc., on the property. Reversion, the mathematical process of estimating the future cash benefit that the investor will receive upon sale of the subject property. This valuation method relies upon the projection of future cash flows, also called net reversion or reversionary value. Time value of money, TVM. The concept that available money in the present is worth more than an equal amount of money promised in the future. A dollar is worth more now than if it is promised 3 years from now. If an investor has money in his pocket in the present, that money can be invested and earning interest, instead of waiting for years for the same amount of money. Vacancy and credit losses allows for any vacancies, premature or otherwise, and non-payment of rent. This amount is deducted from the gross scheduled income of a property. Virtually all rental properties will include a deduction for this on their operating statements. Vacancy and credit losses usually run 5 to 10% of gross scheduled income. Variable expenses, VE, the costs of doing business that can change from month to month or year to year. Variable expenses can be affected by factors like sales volume. For example, retailers pay credit card processing fees for consumer credit card transactions. Another example is a property with a high occupancy rate that has higher utility fees. Information resources. The National Council of Real Estate Investment Fiduciaries, NCREIF, www.ncreif.org. NCREIF is the leading provider of investment performance indices and data for U.S. commercial properties. Green Street Advisors, Commercial Property Price Index, https://www.greenstreet.com/insights/CPPI. The Green Street CPPI tracks commercial property prices. Green Street's CPPI is appraisal-based, whereas other indices are typically transaction-based. NAR Commercial Real Estate Outlook. www.nar.realtor/reports/commercial-real-estate-outlook. NAR's Commercial. Real Estate Outlook offers overall projections for four major commercial sectors and analyzes quarterly data in the office, industrial, retail, and multifamily markets. Real Capital Analytics, RCA, www.rcanalytics.com. RCA provides data on property transactions, players, and trends in the commercial real estate market. CoStar, http://www.costar.com/. CoStar is a database of commercial real estate properties used by the majority of commercial brokerages in the United States. CoStar offers insight, data, tools, and access to commercial real estate professionals. https://www.appraisalinstitute.org/our-designations/. The Appraisal Institute offers the MAI designation for appraisers who value commercial property and provide investment advice to clients.